The afternoon before the Anchorage Assembly met, Mayor Begich announced two ordinances he planned to introduce that evening. The first proposal is to change about a quarter of the city's streetlights from the 30-year-old system to the more energy-efficient LEDs. Deb Lovig, who is LED City Program Manager with Cree Incorporated, says geography alone suggests the switch makes sense for Anchorage.
As you all well know, there are about 85 days a year here in Anchorage where you enjoy fewer than 8 hours of daylight, while the rest of the continental United States always has at least 8 hours of daylight. So it is appropriate that your municipality be a leader in utilizing innovative new lighting technologies for the benefit of your citizens and bottom line.
Cree Incorporated of Durham, North Carolina, is a company specializing in LED products. Actually, as described, citizen benefits and bottom line seem pretty much one and the same. The mayor estimates that by switching a quarter of the streetlights to LED, the city would save about $360,000 a year. That's after investing a little over $2 million in the changeover. LED stands for light-emitting diode. The savings occur because LEDs are a solid-state device and do not require heating a filament to create light. Beyond cost savings, Mayor Begich said the new system also offers aesthetic benefits.
One of the big complaints people have is when we light up a city, especially here in the wintertime, we lose the great view of the nighttime, the activity that goes on in the sky. So this is a nice combination. It's going to be a great advantage for our neighborhoods, but neighborhoods will be the first target.
The mayor says the changeover would begin in residential areas where the city owns the streetlights.
Our goal is, as we continue to work with the lights that are owned by the utility companies and the lights that are owned by the state, we manage them all, is to get their cooperation and move forward. And the long term is we hope to have all 16,000, give or take a few there, lights in the system that are all LED. The long term savings could be upwards to $1.5 million per year.
The announcements were made adjacent to the expansion work now underway at the Anchorage Museum. Because the museum project includes making it a more energy-efficient building, it was deemed a fitting backdrop for the mayor's second ordinance to go before the Anchorage Assembly.
It requires public buildings to be built using U.S. Green Building Council standards and guidelines for efficiency known as LEED. Also provides incentives for private sector use of LEED standards.
Peter Briggs headed the Citizens Committee, which crafted the Sustainable Building Ordinance. Briggs is with the American Society of Landscape Architects. Other committee members included local design professionals, developers, and builders. Briggs said for the past 2 years as they shaped the proposal, the group examined the high-performance national building standards provided by LEEDs. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Briggs said the LEED's guidelines represented more than energy and cost savings.
While one of the most obvious arguments for such an ordinance is energy efficiency, it is merely a portion of what we're speaking about. Ensuring indoor air quality to try and address things like our asthma issues, well-lit spaces that encourage learning and productivity for businesses and schools, site design that respects and preserves our landscapes, and even aspects that seek to build community. We could speak for a long time about the benefits this ordinance will bring, and we could discuss the difficulties it will present and offer solutions for these difficulties.
Briggs and his citizen group can probably count on having that in-depth conversation, namely with the Anchorage Assembly, as this month it considers both proposals during public hearings, member debate, and perhaps a work session. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.